It is a place in downtown Fresno where Christ leads, where people care, and where lives are changed. That place, the Evangel Home of Fresno, ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955. And this is the radio voice of the Evangel Home. Welcome to Heartline. Your host here on Heartline is Jim Tuck, this guy right here.
All right. Thank you, Ken Adams, for making this little program we do here into a radio program. We have a conversation in Jerry Brenneman's office, and the next thing you know, we hear it on the radio, and it sounds all professional because of what Ken Adams does. Thank you, brother. Okay, Jerry, we're in your office as usual, and we've had a little pre-flight chat here with Sharon and heard a little bit of her story, maybe more than we usually do with our guests, but introduce Sharon, and then we want to give her the opportunity on the microphone to tell what's happening in her world.
Okay. Sharon lives in the garden, and when I asked this morning if she could do the radio, I was searching my brain thinking, when was the last time she did the radio? Well, there was no last time. This is the first time, which is unusual because she's been with us in one place or another since April. Sharon, I want her to be able to tell her story of why she came through the pink door. But she didn't come to go to the garden. She came to the crisis home to find something and then found that maybe she needed a little more work before she went back out the door. So she's been here since April and in the garden since May. And I can't wait, Sharon, to hear something about how that whole idea began to take root in your heart about maybe I should stay here, maybe I should do something different.
Yeah, those are always exciting, life-changing decisions, and the process is a curiosity to me. But let's back up. You came here in April. What was your life in March?
Oh, my life in March, what I can recall of it, it was just imagine just something crazily spiraling down, just out of control, everything, my whole life, out of control.
You had some alcohol backgrounds?
Yes, yes. I'm an alcoholic, and from social to just, it just goes back from my losing my job. With alcohol.
Well, let's back up. Are you from Fresno? Let's start there.
Yes, I was born and raised in Fresno.
At what point did alcohol come into your life?
I think it came in my life at a very young age.
It was in the home?
Yes, yes. After I graduated from high school, I remember trying champagne because it was an occasion to celebrate graduating from high school and, you know, worked hard to do that. So, and little did I know, that was just probably the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Well, how did it accelerate? Were you with friends who were drinking and encouraged you, or what was the process?
Experimenting at home, sneaking. And then when I got married, just like, you know, social events, just, you know, for parties, weddings, whatever. Not really much of a drinker when I was young, but I think I probably could pinpoint it afterwards. I was around my divorce.
And when, how long ago was that?
That was in 1997.
May I know how old you are?
I must have been like 35 or something like that.
How old are you now?
I'm 49.
Okay. So, kind of a late start in some ways to spiral down into alcoholism. Was it completely out of control? I mean, were you able to function? I mean, you lost your job. Was that alcohol related?
No. This is the part. In 2009, I used to work for the Fresno Bee, and I was there for 7 years, doing really good, climbing the ladder, went in success with that job. I loved it there.
What did you do there, Sharon?
I actually started in circulation. I was I worked in a call center and for delivery, home delivery. And then they were doing a massive layoff, so my department was laid off at the call center. So I applied within and went on to the finance department. So, and then I got promoted into collections. So, you know, so I like doing that. Yeah, I call people up for past due bills, you know. But anyway, it was a job. I liked what I did. I loved the people there I worked with. So, but not knowing, I was laid off. They did it. They kept doing massive layoffs. And 2009, I was laid off from my job. I took that hard.
So that's when you resorted to alcohol to soften the hurt and solve the problem.
Yes, my hands were idle.
Okay.
You know, Jim, I want to say something here, too, about Evangel Home and what Sharon is talking about with the massive layoffs and the you never know when the next one's coming. And several years ago when things were really, really hard for us here at Evangel Home financially, and I think probably for the first time we really looked at that issue in the face. If we get to a point we can't pay the staff, who goes first? Who goes second? And I remember that night at a board meeting saying, we either all go or nobody goes. Mm-hmm. Because I think to do that kind of tampering in a ministry where everybody wonders, is this the day I'm going to go? It just messes with your whole mission. Mm-hmm. And so I was just thinking of that, that that's one of those things that I think we're able to show as a ministry. We are different than a business. That we're very committed to that way of doing things. And anyway.
So, yeah, well, and it is, you know, so a lot of us have faced those issues at one time or another, either individually or with a ministry or a business or whatever. And those are tough choices. And there is no right answer.
No.
Yeah,
no.
There's an ethical answer sometimes. But Sharon, how'd you hear about Evangel Home? Why'd you decide to come here? Did you not have a place to stay?
Well, actually, I was living with my mother. Can we back it up to December?
No. Yeah.
I can answer your question and on that. Just I'll sum that up real quick. In December, okay, I had April.
This is December of last year.
Yes, last year, December. I had some things that happened in one day. Okay, in 2012 in April, I got a job. And I worked for a company, and it's something I worked working with the public, working with people, in customer service. So, and it was into management, and so that was going. I was doing really good with the company, and so by December came around, I thought I was getting back on my feet. I had signed some papers, put money down on a studio apartment. I had just bought a new car. Not brand new, but for me it was new in November, and so everything seemed to be doing good. So, and one day I lost my job. I got in a car accident. After I lost my job, I totaled my car, and then I never got to pick up the keys for my apartment. I was so devastated, and how I lost my job was, there was something that happened at work, and we were so busy. It was around Christmas time, and I didn't report it. And when you're into the management, it's you cannot miss that, you know. I don't know how I kept my drinking separated from my job and from that, but I gave up all the more, and I was just day in and out drinking. That was like my sole priority.
And how'd you hear about Evangel Home?
The Evangel Home. I was actually I was on a drinking binge, and I ended up, this is what I guess you could call a blackout, ended up in the hospital, which my family, they thought I was harmed to myself. I ended up at a place where I was detoxing for a couple of weeks, almost 2 weeks. And I needed to go into a program or go, you know, my mom says I can't have her at the house no more because this is out of control. This is where my life was. And they brought me to Evangel Home. I was scared to death because I've never heard of Evangel Home.
Your family brought you here?
No, from the place I was detoxing
at. Oh, okay.
And I didn't know from what day to the next what was going to happen. I had no idea what Evangel Home, never heard of it. I just said, okay, God, here, I'm done because obviously my way is not working.
That is so well stated, and we've heard that so often. Well, that's not working. Let's try something else. So you knocked on the door, you walked into Evangel Home, you looked around, and you thought,
oh gosh, I was terrified. I was scared. I was shaking. My daughter was with me. There was a couple ladies sitting on the couch, and I was scoping out the place. I mean, I was like, okay, what am I doing? Yeah. Where am I going?
Was it what you expected?
No, I didn't know what to expect.
Okay.
I was scared. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't even know what was going to be happening.
Yeah. So at what point did you begin to think that I need more help?
Each day that I was staying sober, my mind's still in a fuzz when I came here. And each day I was gaining more a perspective what life, you know, breathing. I mean, actually looking at things and seeing things like a tree, and I know to some, but people take that for granted. But for me, it was like hearing things for the first time in my life, seeing things. It was coming more crystal clear. My life had just went downhill bad. I lost control over everything. I lost everything. I knew this is where I surrendered. I said, Lord, I don't know what to do. And I just prayed, and it had to start off with my alcohol. I admitted I was an alcoholic, and I had to start off that I needed to get some help.
Okay. And so you decided to apply for another program. Why the Garden, not Crossroads?
Okay. It's interesting that you ask me that. I talked to the different house managers here, and, you know, I, of course, was out putting applications for work and trying to figure out, but then I thought, well, Sharon, you need to figure out what you're going to do with your life, because if you don't go to the root of the problem, how are you ever going to get better? How are you, you're going to go back to drinking again. I don't know how to cope. So I was looking at different, getting kind of like asking around for different programs, but something about, they told me about the Garden and then about Crossroads. I was asking the Lord for structure. I was asking for, because everybody was telling me, well, you know, you're almost going to be like on lockdown.
Yeah,
you know?
Accountability and structure.
Yes, and I, to me, that wasn't even a, how would you say, it didn't matter to what I was looking for. I asked the Lord, because they asked me, well, would you like to apply for Crossroads? And what I saw, what Garden had to offer, even though my freedom basically was going to be limited, that wasn't even an option for me. Mm-hmm. What it was, I needed the structure. I needed the tools. I desperately needed to gain that.
Yeah, we're getting really close on time. And have you been getting them for 4 months?
Oh, gosh, my family. I mean, I can, yes, the Lord is working in me in a miraculous way. Yes, I can feel that.
Comment, Jerry, very briefly.
Yeah. Many things are going through my head. You know, I sat here, Jim, and I said hardly anything today. I'm just fascinated with Sharon's story, and I know some of it, but I think she has such a compelling way of telling it that she just got us all involved in it. Sharon, it's kind of like, as you talked about that, I thought, what would it be if my life was out of control? So I thank you for being able to share that so honestly.
Yeah, appreciate that. We're basically out of time. Folks, I want to remind you about the banquet coming Tuesday, September 24th, 6:30 p.m. at Tornino's. We still have some tickets available as we record this. Please call us at 264-4714 and make your reservation. Get those bought, because we'll probably sell out. We did last year, and it looks like we're headed that way. Sharon, what a treat to get acquainted with you, and thank you for being so vulnerable and honest. And if there is someone out there, and you are where Sharon was, your life's upside down, give us a call. There's an answer. 264-4714. 559-264-4714. Ken, it's your turn. Thanks for making this conversation into our next edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno reached them by phone in the 559 area code, 264-4714. Round the clock from anywhere on the face of the earth with an internet connection, find the Evangel Home at evangelhome.org. And join us again next time, same station, for the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno, Heartline.